Good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to KRBD, your community radio station. For Southern Southeast Alaska, I'm Ruth Eddy, the education reporter here at the station, and I'll be hosting tonight's school board candidate forum. So there are 3 open seats for the school board, and we have 5 candidates. For the next hour or so, KRBD will host this live forum with 4 of the candidates to better get to know them. I've prepared some questions, but we invite our listeners to join the conversation. You can ask the candidates questions directly by calling 225-9655. I'd like to welcome 4 of the candidates, Conan Steele, Matt Tibbles, Misty Archbold, and Matt Eisenhower. Wanted to mention that Alma Parker wasn't able to make it tonight due to a family emergency. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you.
This is a larger than usual amount of candidates, so I'd like to start with each of you on why you decided to run for school board this year. Misty, I'll start with you.
Is very important, and really I just have a heart for children. So having 3 children in the school district, I like to have a hand and a say in the education that they're going to be receiving. And that's basically it. I have no preconceived agenda or other reason to be running other than community service.
Matt Eisenhower?
Sure, thank you. I think my motivation is probably similar to everybody in this room, is we want to make a difference in our community and the lives of our children, and I think we bring varied giftedness, and one of the things that I'd like to bring is obviously my organizational management background and just an understanding of how you operate large organizations and work through budgets and all the stuff that seems boring on the surface, but is very, very important. You know, I think that there's some wonderful things going on in the school district. We've got some great things I'm sure we'll talk about tonight, but there are some storm clouds on the horizon, and I think it's going to require some good leadership, some innovative leadership, some people who are willing to think outside of the box, and frankly, some people who are willing to be strong advocates where maybe we haven't had to in the past.
Matt Tibbles?
Thanks for inviting me again. The reason why I chose to run this year is I've been working with kids for almost 19 years now, and I have a passion to see them not only succeed but thrive, and that's vastly, vastly different than just doing the status quo or trying to graduate. It's seeing them excel and embrace who they are so that their future looks bright.
And Conan Steele.
Well, I'm very interested in education. I've trained as an educator in this community, went off and taught out in the bush for a couple of years, and I really believe in the power of education to transform the lives of individuals and communities. Again, we are facing some budget uncertainty here, and I think that we need to work as hard as we can to make sure that the quality of education does not suffer, because things are going to have to be cut. And in particular, coming from a teacher's perspective, what gets lost in this a lot of the time is how hard these individuals work to make this happen. You're crazy if you get into teaching for the money. And that said, there aren't very many crazy people in education. So that's why I'm in it.
Thanks. This one will start with you, Matt. What do you believe is the role of a school board member, and why do you think you're a good candidate?
Well, I think the role has to do with setting priorities and creating an environment in which our professionals can perform. I am not a micromanager. I think we hire good professionals. I believe our superintendent now, Mr. Boyle, is an excellent professional. I think we hire professionals like he and other principals to do their job. So obviously we have to look at priorities, as Conan has mentioned. That will be key. But I do think that we can set a tone. We can, again, like I said earlier, we can be advocates within our state. We can be advocates, especially within our borough, which I'm sure we'll talk a lot about tonight, with the relationship between the school board and the borough. Obviously, those two bodies serve different purposes, but have to work together to provide good education for our students.
For me, the role of school board member is to empower the administration and the teachers and the staff to not only help the kids achieve and thrive, but also to excel themselves, to challenge them to innovate and find new ways to reach all the kids so that they can thrive and so that they can achieve even more. I'm like Matt. I'm not a micromanager. We hire good people. You hire good people to do their job. They do their job. For me, it's always a matter of excellence. Are we doing what we can do with excellence? And if we're not, then we need to entertain the hard questions of, well, how do we fix that? But if we are, you know, our teachers, our staff, our administration, they're doing great jobs. Let's empower them to do their jobs.
I think the two main purposes of a school board member are to first of all, ensure that the money is being spent properly, make sure that the resources are being allocated in the most efficient way that benefits the most students. And second, I think it's very, very important school board members provide community perspective.
I tend to agree with Conan. I'm pretty much spot on with that. I believe that the role of the school board member is to really advocate for, you know, the top-notch education in our town, and I think our school board does a great job of that. I think we do that through the role of the school board for me. I mean, just knowing the policy is the board is fundamentally responsible for the direction that education goes in our town. I believe that the only employee that the school board has is the superintendent, and that the school board must be responsible for making sure that the avenues that he's going down are solid, that they're backed up with factual information, and it's important for school board members to be the people who ask those questions. I believe I would make a good school board member because I'm not afraid to ask those questions. I'm not afraid to dig into why we need to go certain directions and to get as much information as I need to know to feel comfortable supporting things, because I'm really here as a representative of our larger